This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.TV. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everybody, Tim McMaster here along with Jeffrey Flanagan, our MLB.com Royals reporter. We're going to get you ready for spring training. It's coming up quickly. If you're heading down to Arizona, Jeffrey's going to tell you all about Surprise Stadium and that area of the Cactus League. Before we get to that, though, some more newsworthy stuff as the team gets ready to report. Truck day is behind us, Jeffrey. The equipment's on the way. And pretty soon, the pitchers and catchers are going to be reported. Still some things to decide, though. Obviously, overall, when you think big theme with this team heading into spring training, the rebuild, to whatever degree it is on. The championship is in the rearview mirror now. There's still some things to be decided. But overall, as you get ready to head to spring training and cover this team, your eye has to be on the young players, right? The prospects, the rebuild, and who's going to be not just a part of 2018, but down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you're talking about a lot of young guys. I'm interested to see how Hunter Dozier does. He was a guy who's been one of their top prospects for years and sort of had a wasted year in 2017 with two injuries, but he could come back and possibly win the first base job. We're going to see Jorge Bonifacio get 500 at-bats, and he had a terrific rookie year last year with 17 homers. Chester Cuthbert will fill in at third base for Mike Moustakas, as he did 2 years ago, and had a decent year there. I think he hit over 270 with 12 homers. And, Whit Merrifield's coming back off a really terrific first season as a Royal and almost became their third player ever to go 20-30, 20 homers and 30 stolen bases. So a lot to look forward to and a lot of young arms that they're going to be checking out. The Rule 5 guys like Bert Smith, who they got in a trade with Tampa Bay, a guy who's been out for a couple of years with Tommy John surgery and came back last year. And he could still bring it in the upper 90s. Willie Peralta from the Brewers, another guy who brings it up in the upper 90s. So there's going to be some excitement building in the camp.
You mentioned first base and Hunter Dozier, the possibility that he could win that job. That's a big question, is who's going to play first base? Obviously, Eric Hosmer's still out there on the free agent market. If he decides to come home and return and play for the Royals, obviously there's your first baseman. Otherwise, though, other than Dozier, what are the other possibilities?
Well, there really isn't anybody. Once they traded Brandon Moss last week, there's nobody with any experience on the 40-man roster. So you're talking about Dozier. Chester Cuthbert actually played some first base last year and has done so in the minors. And then you go to a bunch of non-roster 40-man guys like Frank Schwindel or Ryan O'Hearn. They could dip in the free agency market with Logan Morrison, but I wrote about him a little bit this week. I don't know if that's a good purchase for them right now. He's had two good years out of eight. Hometown kid, wants to play here. Not sure that's the best avenue to go. If they don't get Hosmer right now, and I still think the odds are at least 50-50 they do, they're going to be scrambling to fill that spot.
Do you feel like a decision is, I mean, this has been the question, obviously, throughout the hot stove season, but do you feel like the decision from Hosmer is getting any closer? It has to be, I think, but then again, nothing seems to be moving.
No, I mean, I just can't gauge it because who would have thought JD Martinez would be still out there or Mike Moustakas or any of the other guys out there. I thought once Lorenzo Cain signed a couple weeks ago that would kind of break the log jam, and it really didn't. So we still got almost 100 free agents out there, and 80% of them are really quality free agents and they're still unsigned. So I think we're going to have a busy February and a busy early March finding a landing spot for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, and guys, you mentioned Logan Morrison, whether or not it's a good fit. Guys like Lucas Duda and other first basemen, I mean, they're not going to sign until after Hosmer signs because, I mean, that's the way this works, right? I mean, the big fish sets kind of the market,
yeah,
and then everybody else fills in behind him. So, I mean, from a Royals perspective, Hunter Dozier would probably be great if he could do it because then that kind of solves a lot of question marks.
It does, but, you know, it's even a bigger question mark whether he can do it because he was drafted as a shortstop, moved to third base when he got into the organization, has played some corner outfield. He's athletically, is he good enough to play first base? Sure. But he hasn't done it at this level, and the Royals really have a big interest in finding a first baseman who's really good athletically, and they think he can do it. Kenny, who knows? I mean, so a lot of question marks at that position.
A lot of people talk about first bases and don't mention the defense or throw away the defense. Don't worry about the defense. But if you're the Royals, you're coming off this stretch of years when you've had Eric Hosmer, who is one of the best defensively over there. So you almost come to a point where I think your infielders kind of expect that over there, and you don't want to have a drop-off defensively.
No, that's a great point. And, you know, talking to coaches over the years, too, I mean, the times that Mike Moustakas or Escobar or whoever's at second base for the Royals, they can make errant throws over there and they can make hurried throws knowing that Haas is going to pick them up. And no offense to Billy Butler, but in the years that they had him hit first base, they wouldn't have made those throws. And so you that's the importance of that position is that, and that won't show up in a lot of the defensive metrics is, the number of outs they save just by having a guy over there that the other infielders feel confident enough to try a rush throw. And trust me, the Royals organization from Dayton Moore on down believe in that. And they want to be able to replace that somehow if they don't get Hosmer back. But like I said, I think as the days go by, weeks go by, I think it's still 50-50 that he might come back.
Yeah, it feels like the longer the time, the better the chance.
Yeah.
Feels the same way with J.D. Martinez and the Diamondbacks, too, that maybe the longer it goes, he could sign a short-term deal to head back there. We will have to wait and see on both of those, but maybe not too much longer. All right, Surprise Arizona is spring training for the Royals. Surprise Stadium, they share the stadium with the Rangers. That's kind of the setup for most of the teams down in Arizona, the shared facilities, which I think is a great thing as far as fans go and the teams, too, probably, as far as travel and everything like that. But sum up Surprise Stadium for us, Jeffrey. What do you like about the ballpark?
I think the best thing about Surprise, it's so accessible, and there's so much easy parking. The stadium itself is open air everywhere you go. It's probably not the sexiest stadium in the Valley or in Florida or anything like that, but it is so easy to get to. It's 10 minutes off the highway, off of 303. You've got, you know, maybe not the most fantastic food supplies or restaurants around there, but it's good enough, and it's just a great place to watch a game. And the other great thing is the accessibility to watching the players practice. You walk up and down, and there's four or five practice fields right behind the stadium, and that goes for both clubs, too, if you want to go see the Rangers, too. So all within walking distance. I just think it's really just a terrific little place for fans to go and watch spring training baseball and not have to worry about traffic or big crowds. We like it for that aspect.
Everything in Arizona seems so much closer, obviously, than the Grapefruit League, where there's, you know, multiple hour drives from facility to facility. But when you're down there, do you actually stay in Surprise, or do you drive in from somewhere else?
No, I actually live about a 9-iron from the ballpark, so to speak. So I'm really, really close. There's the Marriott right across the street, probably less than 150 yards, and just a terrific setup for us. And that's one of the things that makes spring training so fun is that it's so close, it's so accessible, and you're not, fighting rush hour traffic like you are at a lot of other places in the Valley or in Florida. And I think fans, Royals fans and Rangers fans really appreciate that.
You mentioned food in the ballpark. How about around the ballpark in Surprise? Are there some hidden gems in Surprise that people should know about?
Yeah, if there are, I haven't found them yet. There's a... they're you know, it's decent. I mean, you're going to have a lot of chain restaurants and stuff like that. And like I said, you know, it's pretty spread out, so it doesn't take you long to get to any place. There's decent places to eat. I would recommend it for any Royals fan who wants to come down and get away from the cold Kansas City weather. Very high on my list in terms of spring training ballparks. Like I said, even though it's not, you know, it doesn't have all the bells and whistles, but if you just want to watch baseball, catch some Rays, get some decent food, that's the place to go.
And you're not too far in that area, obviously, from Phoenix itself and the big city as well. So if you need to get back to that kind of thing, it's nearby as well.
Absolutely.
But obviously, that's true of all the teams down in Arizona. Have you ever come? You've always been Royals. Did you ever do any grapefruit leaguing?
No, I didn't, other than when the Royals were back there, and that's how old I am, so I'm not going to tell you. But, I mean, they were in Florida for a while, Baseball City, and that was a whole different experience. But comparing one to the other, I'll take the Cactus League.
Yeah, I feel like most people would agree with that from a media standpoint, if nothing else, thanks to the travel and everything like that. All right, Jeffrey, I think we got people ready for spring training if they're heading down to Surprise, Arizona. The team will be heading down this week if they haven't already. Pitchers and catchers officially reporting next week. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Royals edition. For Jeffrey Flanagan, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.